ما دوستدار همه ملت ها هستیم.
We love all nations. We are friends with the Jewish people.
امروز یهودیان فراوانی در ایران
many Jews
با آرامش
in Iran living peacefully with security.
بدانید در قانون ایران
understand that in our constitution, in our laws, in the parliamentary elections for every 150,000 people we get one representative in the parliament. For the Jewish community, for one-fifth of this number, they still get one independent representative in the parliament. So our proposal to the Palestinian plight is a humanitarian and democratic proposal. What we say is that to solve this 60-year problem, we must allow the Palestinian people to decide about its future for itself. This is compatible with the spirit of the Charter of the United Nations and the fundamental principles enshrined in it. We must allow Jewish Palestinians, Muslim Palestinians, and Christian Palestinians to determine their own fate themselves through a free referendum. Whatever they choose as a nation, everybody should accept and respect. Nobody should interfere in the affairs of the Palestinian nation. Nobody should sow the seeds of discord. Nobody should spend tens of billions of dollars equipping and arming one group there. We have say, allow the Palestinian nation to decide its own future, to have the right to self-determination for itself. This is what we are saying as the Iranian nation.
Mr. President, I think many members of our audience would like to hear clearer answers to that question. That is, the question is, do you or your government seek the destruction of the state of Israel as a Jewish state? And I think you could answer that question with a single word, either yes or no.
You ask the question and then you want the answer the way you want to hear it. Well, this isn't really a free flow of information. I'm just telling you what my position is. I'm asking you, is the Palestinian issue not an international issue of prominence or not? Please tell me, yes or no?
The
answer, there's a plight of a people.
The answer to your question is yes.
Well,
thank you for your cooperation. It is we recognize there's a problem there that's been going on for 60 years. Everybody provides a solution, and our solution is a free referendum. Let this referendum happen, and then you'll see what the results are. Let the people of Palestine freely choose what they want for their future, and then what you want in your mind to happen there will happen and will be realized.
Which was posed by President Bollinger earlier and comes from a number of other students. Why is your government providing aid to terrorists? Will you stop doing so and permit international monitoring to certify that you have stopped?
Well, I want to pose a question here to you. If someone comes and explodes bombs around you, threatens your president, members of the administration, kills the members of the Senate or Congress, how would you treat them? Would you award them or would you name them a terrorist group? Well, it's clear. You would call them a terrorist. My dear friends, the Iranian nation is a victim of terrorism. For 26 years ago, where I work, close to where I work, in a terrorist operation, the elected president of the Iranian nation and the elected prime minister of Iran lost their lives in a bomb explosion. They turned into ashes. A month later, in another terrorist operation, 72 two members of our parliament and high-ranking officials, including four ministers and eight deputy ministers' bodies, were shattered into pieces as a result of terrorist attacks. Within 6 months, over 4,000 Iranians lost their lives, assassinated by terrorist groups. All this carried out by the hand of one single terrorist group. Regretfully, that same terrorist group now, today, in your country, is being operating under the support of the U.S. administration, working freely, distributing declarations freely, and their camps in Iraq are supported by the U.S. government. They are secured by the U.S. government. Our nation has been harmed by terrorist activities. We were the first nation that objected to terrorism and the first to uphold the need to fight terrorism.
Mr. President, a number of people have asked.
We need to address the root causes of terrorism and eradicate those root causes. We live in the Middle East. For us, it's quite clear which powers sort of incite terrorists, support them, fund them. We know that our nation, the Iranian nation through history, has always extended a hand of friendship to other nations. We're a cultured nation. We don't need to resort to terrorism. We've been victims of terrorism ourselves. And it's regrettable that people who argue they're fighting terrorism, instead of supporting the Iranian people and nation, instead of fighting the terrorists that are attacking them, they're supporting the terrorists. And then turn the fingers to us. This is most regrettable.
Mr. President, a further set of questions challenge your view of the Holocaust. Since the evidence that this occurred in Europe in the 1940s, as a result of the actions of the German Nazi government, those facts are well documented, why are you calling for additional research? There seems to be no purpose in doing so other than to question whether the Holocaust actually occurred as an historical fact. Can you explain why you believe more research is needed into the facts of what is incontrovertible?
Thank you very much for your question. I'm an academic, and you are as well. Can you argue that researching a phenomenon is finished forever, done? Can we close the books for good on a historical event? There are different perspectives that come to light after every research is done. Why should we stop research at all? Why should we start the progress of science and knowledge? You shouldn't ask me why I'm asking questions. You should ask yourselves why you think that it's questionable. Why do you want to stop the progress of science and research? Do you ever take what's known as absolute in physics? We had principles in mathematics that were granted to be absolute in mathematics for over 800 years, but new science has gotten rid of those absolutism, come forward other different logics of looking at mathematics, and sort of turned the way we look at it as a science altogether after 800 years. So we must allow researchers, scholars to investigate into everything, every phenomenon, God, universe, human beings, history, and civilization. Why should we stop that? I'm not saying that it didn't happen at all. This is not that judgment that I'm passing here. I said in my second question, granted this happened, what does it have to do with the Palestinian people? This is a serious question.
When the facts are so well established, represents for many a challenging of the facts themselves, and a denial that something terrible occurred in Europe in those years. Let me move on to
Allow me.
بالاخره آزاد
After all, you're free to interpret what you want from what I say. But what I'm saying with full clarity. In the first question, I'm trying to actually uphold the rights of European scholars in the field of science and research. I'm asking, there's nothing known as absolute. There's nothing sufficiently done, not in physics for certain. There's been more research on physics than it has on the Holocaust, but can we still continue to do research on physics? There's nothing wrong with doing it. This is what man wants. They want to approach a topic from different points of view. Scientists want to do that, especially an issue that has become the foundation of so many other political developments that have unfolded in the Middle East in the past 60 years. Why do we stop it altogether? You have to have a justified reason for it. This fact that it was researched sufficiently in the past is not a sufficient justification in my mind.